Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, take me there. I don't wanna be here without you.
Welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. I got a lot of righteous anger right now. You don't charge nobody to cast out demons. This is getting pathetic in the church. Ivory Hopkins, go lose some weight. Go lose some weight. Stop charging people money. Who are you to charge somebody money to cast out demons? Even Jesus didn't do it. So you better than Jesus? You got a lot of knowledge more than Jesus? Bob Larson, what are you doing? That's why I got rid of you years ago. You preachers are going to burn in hell trying to sell the gospel for profit. I would never do that. I don't get that much. But I trust God for what I get. And I definitely don't swindle people and lie to people to get their money. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every last one of you so-called deliverance ministers. And you got ministers now trying to learn to get into deliverance ministry for the wrong purpose. Boy, help me, Lord. Lord, help me. King James Version, Mary Magdalene, out of whom Jesus cast out seven devils. In Mark 16, the Bible says, now when Jesus was risen, he first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. He didn't charge Mary Magdalene. He didn't charge Mary Magdalene. But you so-called deliverance ministers and preachers with your little fake water, wanting to bind them, you're going to go to hell selling people towels. But see, you feeding and exploiting all people who don't know the Bible. You're going to bust hell wide open. I don't want none of your cliques. Don't invite me to your church to be any of your cliques. I'm not a clique person. All y'all do is stick together and fly from one church to another, taking people money. Kenneth Copeland, you got a door waiting on you straight to hell. No anointing. You look even the devil. Look at your eyes. You look like you got nothing but demons in your eyes. You are not anointed at all. Charles Myers, you don't even care about nobody. You said you don't care. Y'all are not spiritual. Y'all are just good speakers. That's all you are. Hitler was a good speaker. So you just, to me, you just like the devil, charging people. You got to go pay to see T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes is not anointed. And you tell him I said he's not anointed up there, shaking, the Holy Ghost hitting him. When this actor who dresses like a woman, the Bible forbid that. Yeah, you entertainment. Yeah, he can give this and give that. That's works. Bible don't permit no man to wear women's clothing. Neither women's to wear men's clothing. I'm really getting tired of it. And you want to call yourself preachers and make money off preaching. I don't make a dime. I suffer a lot. Whatever I get, it's not a lot, believe me. But I've been hanging in there. My day coming for my disability. That'd be mine. My day coming. There's no way that I would charge any. If a person wished to sow a seed to be appreciated, but you don't keep pushing that, but I can't start anything until you send me some money. That ain't nowhere in the Bible. I don't see that nowhere in the Bible. I can't find it in the Bible. Maybe you seeing something that I don't see. I noticed that as soon as Jesus called his disciples, he went straight at the unclean spirit. He charged that. He didn't charge the man. In Mark 1:21, and they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Aren't thou come to destroy us?" Boy, y'all are pitiful. You people are sickening. It is so sickening. These Christians, I'm sick of you so-called prosperity Christians. And most of you whose prosperity you're poor, you ain't never had nothing. You don't charge people money to cast demons out. It takes a lot of work. That's why people don't want to do this. And now you're seeing the prophesied about this 10 years ago. The Lord showed me they're going to try to come in and move in deliverance. You got African pastors, poor as the Dickens, riding in Rolls Royce. Yet Jesus came in on a donkey. You see, I want to really take this personal because I'm angry. I got a righteous anger. I don't like people using people. I don't like it. I didn't like it when I was in the world. When I was a drug dealer, I ain't like using women. I remember when I used to sell cocaine. The lady was so addicted to the cocaine, she said, "You can have my daughter. She's 21. I said, "I don't want that woman." Here, I gave it to her free. I just can't do that. And I was wrong selling drugs. That was in my old life. I have never charged nobody no money to cast out no demons. We said, if you'd like to have an offering, that's that. But y'all stretch it out. Now, it don't make no sense because I'm really getting sick of it. I hear so much of this, and I have to come up against it because if I don't do it, I don't know who else who will. I'm going to say it. I don't like it. The Bible says, ye are bought with a price. You can't buy that. Jesus purchased that. But you deliverance ministers, you're going to try to do it. You are bought with a price, King James Version. Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 6:20. For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's purchase by Christ, not by no dollar bill. Ivory Hopkins charging people. Bob Lawson got three daughters, some of virgins, with some cross. It's nothing but a game. It takes work to help a person in the ministry of deliverance. It takes time. It takes labor. It takes love. It takes patience. It takes the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Nowhere in Scripture you see Jesus charging people. Y'all a charged person a bottle of water in the church. It's pitiful. You ain't doing nothing but tempting people. And I'm really sick of all of you who are doing this. I'm tired of it. If any of you, whoever you are or wherever you are, if you need some deliverance, we are very packed. I've been doing deliverance for 15 years, and I've never charged nobody no $2,000 for 15 minutes. I couldn't sleep. I have sin in my life. None of us perfect, and I'm working out my salvation daily. But that one sin of taking people's money for casting out demons and using it, I'll be afraid against God. Y'all don't even have no respect for God to do God's children like that. Using feigned words, prestigious words, to make your ministry like it's something and it ain't nothing. Y'all doing is speaking hot air. When you go to T.D. Jakes services, you don't see them casting out no demons. Joel Osteen running around talking about, I don't know what's going on. Well, I'll tell you what's going on. We are not wrestling against flesh and blood. We have false brethren and false apostles. That's the deal. Anytime, thank you, Lord, anytime somebody charges somebody to do a deliverance, they ain't real. I don't charge nobody. People say, well, how much? I say, you just whatever the Lord give you. Because the reason why I'm like this, I used to be a drug dealer. I used to run guns. I was a gangster. And I made my money. And I made it off aggression. I dealt with dealers, not ordinary people. I've never, even when I was in the world, took drugs to sell, to have sex with somebody's child or daughter. That's some sick mess. I never did that. And I didn't know that God was moving in my heart during the time of my ignorance. But there is a lot of false apostles running around out here. And if any of you getting caught up letting someone charge you, don't give them a dime. Not one dime. But what I do that I would not, that I may cut off occasions from them which desire occasions, that wherein they glory, they be found even as we. For such are false apostles. Oh, and have mercy. Deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. You ain't no minister charging people to get demonic spirits out of them. You charging somebody money. You're a dog. You're a wicked person. There's nothing in good in you to do a person like that. When a person needs to get deliverance, that person got to want to be delivered. You got to hear the Holy Spirit. You have to break the curses. You have to allow that person to understand areas that they have never seen in the Bible before about demons, so in order for them to get free. But no, y'all got y'all mind on money. Y'all don't even care for these people. They interviewed George Myers. They said, you care about when the people give you money? She said, no, I don't care. See, they rich, but they're going to hell. There's a lot of you going to hell who's preachers. You're going to go straight to hell stealing people's money. Yes, I know that we need money. You have to have money to run the church. I ain't no fool. But you don't have to extort nobody. You don't have to talk or hold 4 hours to get their money, to get them ready. Then you set them up with music, and then you ain't nothing but old prop, a pimp. That's all you are. You're pimping God's people, and I don't like it. Don't ever come some at you around me coming up to me talking about we going to do something. We ain't doing nothing because I don't charge people. Everybody is in the money, 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 money. It's all in the church. Jesus got angry and tore up the temple because it was buying, selling, and trading. Well, he's going to get angry again, and the vengeance of God is going to come up against all of these men who are charging people so much money. Bob Lawson, the front runner, the most leader of the occult, the man who know all about demons. He don't know nothing because I was with him. He didn't even bless the room. He didn't even put anoint the room. Just started off holding somebody. A bunch of foolishness. You know, Jenkins was right when he said, come out to these churches. Oh, have mercy, Jesus. I'm sick of it. I'm so tired of people being deceived with these so-called deliverance ministers. They're popping up everywhere. Apostle this, apostle that with no anointing. It's so pitiful. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 14, King James Version. My God, think thou upon Tesbin and Sanballat, according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. You got prophets that's putting fear into people. And I know you may be tired of hearing these same messages, but I got to obey God. Don't ever let no prophet tell you, give me your whole check. I had a lady that called me the other night, a widow, lost her husband, a veteran, lady trying to get saved. This woman don't know nothing about Atlanta, Georgia at all. She's from the Cayman Islands and came to Atlanta, went to a church, and the preacher prayed upon her. He is trying to go to sleep with her. Yet he go tell her, work on her 2 or 3 months. While they're there, they start working on, give me your whole check. And then in 6 weeks, it's nowhere in the Bible that God says that. Preachers using Mark 4, so do we, sow a seed. Why is it that a seed got to be money? Where is it in the Bible that says a seed is money? Seed is the word of God. I'm tired of it. I'm really tired of it. And then you got anointed men of God, anointed ministers of God that's charging people money to do deliverance. Charging people. What about if a person can't buy a book? When I get my settlement, I'm going to write a book. And you know what? I'm not going to charge nobody. I'm going to just give it out. I can't wait till the Lord get my settlement. I can get things moving. I'm not in this for money. I ask to give, and I just let it be that and just trust the Lord. I don't want to do God's people like that. And for you people out here with these false apostles and these ministers who call themselves ministers and charging people, that's not God. We're in a war, and the devil is using Christians. The devil is using anointed Christians, so-called anointed Christians, to take people money. We have a warfare that's going on. please, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, please study the Bible. The Lord has been really putting that burden on my heart. I've been wanting to teach other stuff, but the Lord told me, you teach what I say. If it's over and over and over repetitive, then teach it. Our warfare is described as wrestling, a close quarter, cohesive style conflict in which opponents attempt to defeat one another with skill, strength, and endurance. There are striking parallels between wrestling and our warfare against Satan and his hosts. For one thing, a wrestler must be strong. What then shall we do? Not one of us is strong within himself. Nevertheless, we have access to a personal source of strength. We can and must be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Lord is telling me most of you people are trust the pastor more than the Lord. That's idolatry. I don't care who he is. If he don't lay hands on me, I can't get blessed. Well, you just deaf and lifeless in the power of the tongue. You just broke it. I don't want them laying hands on me. They cliquish, and I'm calling them all out. They are cliquish. You'll see a pastor 8 months from now. He's back. He got his little tie on. And I did this at that church in Romancy. And they're just performing, setting you up to take your money. And you still fall for it. Our strength in the Lord is diverted through spiritual exercises, daily prayers, and Bible study, fasting, fellowship with other believers, and praise, worship, and walking in holiness. In the Lord, we become strong in soul and in purpose. But with these preachers nowadays, they don't want you to become strong. They don't want you to know the Word of God. They want to control you, even some deliverance ministers. That was a deliverance minister. I don't even call him a deliverance minister. He ain't even anointed to me. Shannon Davis, Omega Man Radio, talking about Babylon. He's overseas in some foreign country. America, his Babylon. He running around, a deliverance minister 7 years ago, running around talking about Trump, 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 just Trump this, and Trump's the greatest, Trump, 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 Trump. A damn hustler, a convicted sex offender, and you want to use him as if he's a Christian. Not on my block. Shannon Davis, you better start speaking in tongues because you don't speak in tongues. You don't even have no power. I'm calling all y'all out because I'm sick of it. It's just a show. I don't minister for show. I do this out of my heart because I love the Lord. I care for my own self because when I die, I'm going to get judged. And if I teach people wrong, it's going to be harder for me to go to heaven. And I ain't got time to be acting holy in front of you and going to hell in front of God. I'm not going to do it. Again, wrestling requires understanding the skills and the use of wrestling and techniques. These are special strategies and maneuvers to master, study, and to practice are necessary to the development of wrestling skills. It's not fleshly, but spiritual. Thus, it is imperative to keep the battle on the spiritual plane. Our weapons and our armor are not carnal, but spiritual. Paul reminded the Corinthians, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Man is our enemy, only in the sense that he is used by Satan. And a lot of you preachers are an enemy to these Christians. I feel sorry for Christians because they won't study the Bible. If I can get 13 people to go tell somebody, if I got one person on this radio, stop it. Stop trying to get a fast, quick healing, a quick word. I heard Shannon Davis on Red Table, give me a word, and he calls me and will tell me, brother, would you like to get on the air? I said, no, because you took me off the air when you told me that Jesus was ivory. You took me off the air. I've been trying to warn you about Donald Trump that this man ain't no Christian. Then all of a sudden he sends me a video a couple of weeks ago of Geno Jenkins saying there ain't no way that Donald Trump is a Christian. Now he finally wake up after 7 years. Look how the devil used you, Shannon Davis. Used you for 7 years with no discernment. You Christians better get the spirit of discernment. You better get the spirit of discernment, because if you don't have discernment, they coming after your wallet. Jesus rebuked Peter as Satan when Peter did not set his mind on God's interest, but man. Jesus said to Peter, get thee hence behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense to me. Matthew 16:23. Jesus was aware that Satan was behind Peter's fleshly reasons. And Jesus is aware of these so-called preachers with their fleshly reasons, but you can't see it because you don't have discernment. When someone's flesh attacks our flesh, awareness of spiritual warfare tends to elude us. We must continue to remind ourselves that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Fleshly warfare never result in spiritual victory. Fleshly warfare always bring in performance. Big mega churches using an amplified Bible to teach people. That's ridiculous. They wave at you after y'all work so hard, and they get in their car, and they go home, and they eat the best of foods, and you don't have nothing. Ephesians 6:12 contains four descriptive words or phrases which give us a clear picture of the nature of our enemy. One, principalities. Two, powers. Three, rulers of the darkness of this age. Four, spiritual hosts of wickedness. These phrases do not seem to represent an outline of the satanic hierarchy, but rather conveys the basic characteristics of Satan's kingdom. Thus, we wrestle against, even with false brethren. The devil has an organized kingdom. The word principality in the Greek word A-R-C-H-E, meaning the first person or thing in a series of rank. The plural form signifies those in leadership. Paul used the words to signify spiritual beings holding down and entrusted to them. Thus, Satan's kingdom is organized. He rules over an echo of evil spirit beings and pastors with the wrong intent of serving God. By common definition, a principality is a territorial ruled over by a prince. In America, where democracy rules, we have a multi-capable electoral office who's governed a geopolitical area known as a city. The fact brought to light is that our warfare is against highly organized systems of spirits, and they are in some of these pastors. I see people jump up to pastors and just because they pay, how you doing? I just look at them like this here. See, I don't be buying all that. I was a gangster, and see, when I was a man, I just pulled my gun on you and say, hey, what's up, man? Tell me before I shoot you. I ain't had time for that. That's how I was in the flesh. In the spirit, I'm like that, but not to hurt nobody. I ain't got time for these games. I want to call all you people out. Don't be going to these preachers, and they charging you money to do a deliverance. That's absurd. There should be no charge. Just sow what you can. But now they want to put a tag on it. And stop listening to Juanita Bynum. She ain't teaching nothing. Her life is so messed up, it's a wreck. Creflo Dollar, down there in Peachtree City, him and his daughter having problems. They calling the police every day down there in Peachtree City. I had a friend of mine who's a police officer down there. I don't care about you suing me. I got a right of free speech because I'm calling you out. The Potter's house, all this old foolishness. And every time y'all see a big old church, y'all thank God there. Well, Jesus started with 12 people. That wasn't a lot. That's how he started, with 12. These men get these Bible studies. They start out their home, and they get big, and not one do the ministry of deliverance. By common definition, a principality is a territorial ruled over by a prince. What is delegated authority? These people are not going to tell you this. You need to listen to this and stop getting tricked by these so-called deliverance ministers who's charging you. EXOUSIA is the Greek word for power. It is meant authorities. We confront spiritual foes who divert their authority directly from Beelzebub, the prince of demons. Stand by, please. I got knocked off air. You don't cast out demons to charge people money. It's pitiful. You don't cast out demons for money. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. I'm angry at the devil. Just knock me off air. I mean, every time I hear a message like this, I come up against the forces of darkness. And I need people to pray for me. This ain't easy, coming up against the devil. I'm right in his mouth. Okay, I was knocked off air. The devil don't like what I was saying. I'm going to pick this back up. It took me 45 minutes to get back in here. You don't charge people for money. And I need people to pray for me, because every time the Lord gives me a message to call out these preachers and teach people that Jesus Christ never, ever charged no one to cast out demons. The devil don't like that. So he had the nerves to turn off the power where I'm at. This has happened to me 4 times. They like the delay. I come up against Boyce and Bouncy and electronical spirits in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to let you sit back here and destroy what the Holy Ghost has for the children of God. This is the children's bread ministry. I'm not going to let you ever know or way around this ministry try to affect it. Because the Holy Spirit will tell me back what to say. I rebuke you, Boyce, Bouncy, and electrical spirits. I command you not to touch this radio station in the name of Jesus of Nazareth and get off of it. Go away. Get out of here. Go. We don't want you. You're unwanted. Go, Boyce, Bouncy. Those are the electrical spirits I was dealing and teaching. If you don't charge people money. When Jesus cast out of demons out of Mary Magdalene, whom he cast out 7, he didn't charge her. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says that ye are bought with a price. Bought with a price. And if any so-called pastor, I'm going to pick right back where I left off, so-called pastor charging you, is wrong. Ye are bought with a price. King James Version. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 6:20. We're going to pick right back up where we left off. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. A lot of Christians confess that they're Christians. They may know the Bible very well, but they can't be Christians taking people's money. Bob Larson charging $2,000 for 15 minutes. For what? This big old fat preacher, whoever he is, Ivory Hopkins, I then got rid of him, charging somebody $45 for 15 minutes. The person came to me and told me that, and I'm calling you out. Who are you people? You ain't got no anointing so powerful that you got to use God's power to take money from God's children. I'll call you a dog You're a coward, a yellow belly. You ain't nothing but an old hoe, a spiritual hoe. That's all you are. You're a spiritual prostitution. You're pimping people with your foolishness, and I ain't going to let it happen, charging people money to cast out demons. And I was in this thing going, but I'm going to get back on right back to it. We're going to pick right back up where we left off. As I said earlier, even Shannon Davis, Omega Man Radio, he running around talking about Trump, 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 Trump. 7 years ago, looked like a fool. Took me off air and told me that Jesus was ivory. Then you want to call me back a couple of months, say, brother, like ain't nothing happened. I said, man, I'm not coming on your radio station. You run around talking about Trump. Trump. Trump ain't no Christian. See, the devil don't like me telling people this. He don't even have the Holy Ghost. Then he's going to send me a video of Geno Jenkins preaching that Donald Trump is not a Christian. I've been knew that. I tried to tell him that 7 years ago. Bob Larson charging people $2,000. He got his so-called three virgin daughters with some cross. Talking about come out, come out. That's foolishness. You don't charge people. Your faith can deliver you from evil spirits. God didn't say that you got to have money to get yourself free from demonic spirits. It's sickening. I don't like it. And I'm going to call it out. Let's go to Matthew, because I'm really mad at the devil now because he done took me off air and wasted some of my time. I'm going to do is just get back hard with the kingdom of darkness and fight right back. In Matthew chapter 8, and we go to Matthew 8:16. When the eve was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits more than one with his word and healed all that were sick. Jesus paid the price for this. Who are you to charge somebody something that Jesus already paid them for? You're a thief. You damn thief. I hope you go to hell. Go to hell, any of you who are charging people money to cast out demons when Jesus has already paid the price. You don't even make any sense. I'm a man of God. And they want you to believe you're a man. You ain't no man of God to me. If you're doing this, you ain't no man of God. Men of God suffer. Job suffered. Here you is taking these people money and got the nicest cars. And Jesus, the Son of God, came in the city on a donkey. That's to show you that God's kingdom is not based on the world. And now you got deliverance ministers copying this foolishness. Not on my block. Here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio, we will help anybody we can. Some people call, and some people call me, and I talk to them. They start talking about they're Christian, and they be telling me about all their demons, and they're trying to add Donald Trump into Christianity. I said, no. No, no, we ain't doing that because he ain't no Christian. But yet they got demons and still want this man to be their president. But yet they're trying to get demons out of them, but yet they got a soul tie toward him. A sexual predator. Trump, Donald J. Trump, a sexual predator. $83 million from can't keep his mouth closed. Death and license, power of the tongue. Every time he says something, he messes up himself. Now we got the Daniel Hirsch money. Committed adultery, put a curse on Ivanka. And the children, 2 Peter 2:14. I'm calling all this out. They ain't no Christians. Just because someone said that they're a Christian, that they don't know the word of God, and if you don't see signs, follow them, leave them alone. You can get healed by the word. You ain't got to pay nobody to get healed. If you got faith, you can really save you some money. See, Satan is really working with a lot of ministers nowadays. Jesus just said to the woman, if you believe, she said, Lord, I believe. And he said, go. The devil has gone out of thy daughter. I'll show you in the Bible. There was no charge. Whereas in the Bible that the lady said, I believe. And Jesus said, go. The devil has gone out of thy daughter. King James Version. chapter 15, verse 22. Then took my lights out. I'm back in here. The face of a Canaanite woman. I don't see no money here. Then Jesus went there, departed into the coast of Tyrus and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaanite, that's a non-Jew, that's a Gentile, came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. She even knew this. A Gentile in those days knew this. And here we are in the 21st century, and y'all don't even know it. I don't like the devil trying to knock me off air. It's wrong. But he answered her, not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. But he answered and says, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, true, Lord, yet the dogs eat at the tables of crumbs which falls from thy master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Did Jesus charge that woman anything? Now, y'all preachers call yourself following Christ. Bob Larson, you call yourself following the Lord. This big one, this big fat one, boy, he's something else. You got the dreams and all this old foolish stuff you're talking about, but yet you're ready to charge somebody. Alfred Hopkins, you want to charge people some money. Don't go to him, because Jesus didn't do this woman like that, and I just read this out the Bible. Why y'all letting people bewitch you? God is tired of this evil. He's tired of it. Deliverance is the children's bread. Do you know you can tell that thing to go yourself, Matthew 8:32, and say you a lot of money with your faith? Build up your faith and do some self-deliverance. There's such thing as self-deliverance. When you read the word, you're getting delivered from evil spirits. Ain't no charge of that. Jesus paid the price. He went in the hell, in the heart of the earth, Matthew 12:40. 3 days and three nights, the Son of Man was in the heart of the earth. He took the keys from Satan. These preachers ain't done that. Jesus did all the work, and the preachers kind of glorify off him. They are prostituting God's Bible, and they are prostituting Christianity. They don't want to recognize the Sabbath. They want to still worship the Lord on the Sunday. You need to get some of these preachers from here in Jamaica and send them to Israel and tell them to go preach on a Sunday. They look at them like they're crazy. America, same thing. Y'all running the church on Sunday, they ain't in the Bible. I don't care who tell you that. Then I heard even the pastor say that Jesus gave us two new commandments. That's how come he don't worship the Sabbath. He got that wrong, because he says he's Lord of Sabbath. Do not charge anybody no money to cast out no demons. Jesus paid the price for you to be delivered. He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. There's no name whereby a man could be saved but the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. We must understand how to delegate authority. It means authority. We confront spiritual foes and drive their authority directly from Beelzebub. And we use Jesus of Nazareth to deal with the prince of darkness. Where does Satan get his authority? It is self-acclaimed authority, just like some of you preachers are self-acclaimed authority, charging people money. Give me, who are you to take some money to cast out a demon? Nigga, you didn't die on no cross. Jesus did. in the world is wrong with you people? You're sick. $2,000 for 15 minutes. You ain't that whole. Then why don't you walk on water? Since you can do that, walk on water. Let me see y'all walk on water. T.D. Jakes, walk on water. Walk on water. Raise the dead. How come you ain't doing that? Y'all are charging somebody to raise the dead. You know why they won't do that? Because they had to give you their money back. See, they can say come out in the name of Jesus all day. And if you believe, they'll come out, but they're charging you something that Jesus told them not to charge. God didn't tell these people to charge nobody nothing. This is why I tell you, stay out of these churches. Stay out of them. They ain't doing no good for nobody. We wrestle against the world's forces of darkness. The world is not ruled by man, but by spiritual powers. The word of God declares that Satan is the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Anytime you have some church and you got money flowing, you got mammon. Mammon and money ain't got nothing to do with the kingdom of God. When they laid the money at the apostles' feet, they distributed it to people. Do you know what, when a church do tithe, when you tithe to a church, what they're supposed to do? I had a church before I had an internet radio station. I had it for 9 months, and God called me to radio. And every member at my church, when they tithe, and they stay a member for 6 months, make it that they're consistent, that they've invested in the kingdom of God, if they needed a loan, they did not have to pay it back. I had a sister, she said, I need $675. I said, here. But Pastor, how am I had to pay it back? Bring in the tithes to the storehouse. But the storehouse to these modern-day pastors is their own house and their children. They give you a gift certificate on an anniversary day. Go get your hair done, get your nails done. They can do that with everybody in that church who walk out of there. You see, God is tired of this. And I'm warning you, he's finna shake the tree heavy. Tithes has been mistaught. Tithes is for you, not the pastor. When God gives us wealth, it is not for us. But look at the pastors and see how they drive. See what they're dressing, see what they look in. Watch this. Deuteronomy 8:18, King James Version. In the book of Deuteronomy, it says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he, not T.D. Jakes, for it is he, not Creflo Dollar, for it is he, not Peter Popoff, for it is he, not Joel Osteen, for it is he, not Creflo Dollar, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Your tithe don't give you no wealth. Your tithe is a covenant, but they're not going to teach that to you. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is to this day. It's a covenant. It ain't for you to go get your tithes and you can't get nothing out of it. You go tithe and you go volunteer at that church. And they don't even pay you. But you got to go on Tuesdays and clean up the church. You got to drive there with your money. Put gas in your car. Take your time and do it unto the Lord and not get one dime out of it. That don't work because the labor is not worth of their hire. And anyone who labors in the church should receive something, whether they're preaching, whether they're cleaning up the church, whether they're doing secretary work, administrative work, whether they're making schedules for the organization within the church to keep it functioning. So everybody got to have their needs met, not just one or two. And I hate when I go to these churches. That's why I don't like going in no more. When they got the pastor's appreciation day, he's sitting up on a high chair, and the woman sitting up right here, and both look like a fool, because neither one of them Jesus. They're just servants. And then the first thing they holler and say, touch not thy anointed one, touch not thy anointed one. You ain't got to say that if you're anointed. I ain't never had no bodyguard in my life. I got a bodyguard. When I'm in the United States, my bodyguard is my Bible, and my bodyguard is my AK-47 with 427 rounds in the back of my car, and my armor bearer is my .40 caliber with 16 rounds shooting twisters. That's my bodyguard. I don't need no armor bearer. You got these preachers walking the armor bearer, walking, and these. I looked at all these fools. I said, I can take these guys out and less than 10 minutes if I had the proper weaponry. They were walking, looking like they trying to defend some human being. You need to be walking and looking like that by Jesus. But see, you caught up in his witchness and his foolishness. God's tired of this stuff. God is really getting tired of this stuff. The Bible says in Malachi 3:10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Who's that meat for? That meat's for you. It ain't for him. Don't forget now, Deuteronomy 8:18. It ain't for him. Not one dime is for that pastor. It's the meat his need. When people give to this ministry, I have to pay streaming broadcasts. I have to pay Sam Broadcaster. I have to pay the electric bill. I have to pay my Sam. I have to pay for my technical assistance. I have to pay, I sow a seed to Pastor Earl with Streaming Brothers on a video. I have to pay for that. I have to pay for light bill. I got to pay the air condition because I keep these things cool. That money goes into my ministry. It's not for me. It's for the ministry. Now, the Bible says that the Lord should meet all your needs. Preachers, that don't mean that mean you too. Your need ain't no, you don't need no Mercedes-Benz. You live in a poor country, and here you up in a Mercedes-Benz and people can barely get a car. Jesus didn't do that. Why don't you come to the church on a donkey like Jesus did and be humble? See, y'all trying to exalt yourself over the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm not going to let you. T.D. Jakes, get his big fat self up on a donkey and ride him on a donkey to come in. You need to take a donkey there. You got to pay him money for him to blow on you. A blow. He gets $2 million from this brother out of Atlanta who has a studio that does good deeds but dressed like a woman and make these movies, and he's just a shaking. Bunch of junk. But they get happy because they know they're going to get your money. It ain't for them. It's for you. Malachi 3:10 says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now howwith, say the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. If you got 2,000 people in a church and you tell those 2,000 people to give $80, everybody give $80. And at the end of the day, calculate that money, pay the bills for the church first, and then give people some money back. That's what I did, because the storehouse is for the people. It ain't for the preacher. But they got y'all thinking it's for them. Then they got missionary. That's a bunch of junk. Your missionary should be the people who ain't eating at your church. Y'all want to go to a foreign country and feed other people, but you got people right in America hungry that's in the church that tithe and can't get a dime from the pastor. Not one dime can they give. I thank the Lord for Evangelist Janet Taylor. I've been knowing Evangelist Janet Taylor for 15 years. Never, not one time did I charge her to get on air. Not one time. And she say, Pastor, you've been a blessing to me. I'm going to sow a seed. I didn't ask for it. That's how it's supposed to work. I blessed her for 15 years, and thank God she's blessing me now. The kingdom ain't based on making profit. You have to have money to run the organization. You got to have money to keep it going on air. It's not for yourselves. So I want you to remember that now and tell these hypocrite preachers that Deuteronomy 8:18 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers that it is today. It takes wealth to establish a covenant. You got to get a building. You got to get anointed people. You got to have people who are really dedicated and sold out, who know the word. Building a church is not easy, but it takes money to do anything in the world. Even Paul in the New Testament raised money to help the other churches. But these men are not doing that. They pocket it in for themselves. That money is for you. When I had Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio and I changed it, I got called into the ministry as a chaplain. And it was growing to the point it was coming to my house. And the Lord said, I didn't call you for no church. I did not call you for a church. I called you for internet radio. And I got on with New Wine Radio. A guy named James Jones introduced me to them. And I was hitting deliverance, and he sent me to another slot. And the Lord said, I want you to get your own. And people who came at the hospital, I was a hospital chaplain, tithe. And I used that money to buy equipment. I settled my case for disability, and I had a couple of $20,000, and I paid all of the electrical equipment that I needed for this radio station. Not once did I take a person's money. And now I'm going to wait for my disability and put some money into my radio station. I don't take people's money for personal use. That's mismanagement of use of the church. Yes, bless the man of God. But don't forget, he has to have signs in order to be a man of God. He has to have word of knowledge. He has to be able to deliver something for you that's not seen by the natural mind. He cannot be a carnal pastor searching for money. I don't like you pastors. And me call you out. You ain't nothing but a thief. You entertaining people. You start praising and worshiping for about an hour. That crank you up then. Now you're in the soul. You work them up real good. Now you're coming for the money. It's time to lift your tithes and offerings and praise the Lord. He happy now because he's finna get some money. And then they got the machines just counting the money. Then you got people in the church. They got to go clean up the buildings on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. How come you can't get in no gas? So if you go into any church doing that, tell the pastor, you need to give me some gas. A labor's not worthy of his honor. You have to pay him. The janitor, you think he's going to do that free? Then you get these committees to do things to save money to put in your pocket, you pig, you. I ain't with none of that. I'm going to call all of you out until I'm dead and gone because it's pathetic. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. So they're supposed to be giving you some money. I did it with my members. You have to understand that you're dealing with wicked spirits. In character, our enemy is wicked. He is malicious. He is deliberately intend to do evil. His goal is the worldwide promotion of such wicked things and perverse greed, witchcraft, performance of the church, New Age ministry, prosperity ministry. That's not in the Bible. There is no prosperity ministry. See, it attracts you because it's part of the world connected with Christ. It's another Jesus that's claiming that. That's a demonic Jesus. That's not Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth did not charge Mary Magdalene nothing. It said, he who has the first with no sin cast a stone on this woman. He didn't charge that woman. He said, get up, go. The sins are healed. Go and sin no more and cast the spirits out of her. When Jesus was in the synagogue, he cast out unclean spirits. He ain't charged nobody. Y'all want to get charged for y'all anointing. Do you know you robbing God? You pastors, how can you sleep like that? I hope your conscience is really convicting you. You don't have no conviction. I heard one pastor say, well, they're going to take the money and spend it anyway. I heard one greater work said that. He said, they're going to spend it on something anyway, so they might as well give it to him. That's foolish. Some people spend their money on what they want to spend on. They're going to buy wine. They're going to buy, well, whatever they buy, that's their money. They work for it. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3:10, if a man should not work, he should not eat. It ain't for you to oversee and take their money. You go get a job. Get your own job. They ought to stop doing this, giving pastors a fee from God's money. Make sure everybody got their bills paid in the church and then let them go last. Let them suffer like I do. I've suffered distrust of the Lord. It's not easy teaching this way because it's not popular. A lot of people don't like hearing what I'm saying. But a lot of people didn't like what Jesus was saying either. So that ain't nothing new to me. Jesus said the world don't love you. If it didn't love me, it ain't going to love you. So I don't worry about it. But I'm going to teach the truth about these wicked spirits. In the heavenlies, it tells us that our battles are fought. Victory cannot come through engaging in ground-level forces. Territorial spirits' headquarters in the heavenlies must be identified, bound, and rebuked. Jesus gave us a principle of spiritual warfare that holds truth to matters. What level of warfare is waged? First, bind the strong man, then spoil his house. That's what you need to do to your preacher. Let's go to Matthew 12:29. That's what you should be doing to your pastor. Bind him while you're in church. You see them demons be crawling up in him if he love money. Matthew 12:29, King James Version. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. Bind him. You think your preacher holding all that, if he here charging you to cast out the enemy, you need to bind that strong man of money in him. Bind him. Stop going to church on Tuesday and Wednesday cleaning the church up. You need some money to get there. You pay your tithes. They tell them to give you some money, give you some gas money. Then you got to go fill out a form for the money that you pay them. Y'all can shut them down by not sending one dime to them. Let them starve. Because they've been starving you. They're starving you. I'll show you. Have you been to any of these churches and had any change in your life? Tell the truth. See, I was Catholic. You can't tell me that these churches got power. They ain't got no power in it. I was Roman Catholic. I ain't know nothing about the Bible. But the Protestants, so-called, protest toward the Catholics, they even worse than the Catholics. At least the Catholics have Catholic charity, even though they pray to Mary, which is a demon. It's wrong. But at least you can go get some food from the Catholic Church. We did when we was a young kid. Now, I'm not advocating being a Catholic. I'm just trying to show you, the Catholics, they give food and give money to people. What these Protestant churches do, they don't give you a damn dime. That's your money. You better get tired of being tricked. I'm tired of it. I'm tired. I was doing a deliverance with a brother in the Lord I know from a foreign country, and I'm not going to say his name to protect his identity. And I said, before you knew me, who did you talk to? Ivory Hawkins. I said, how much he charge you? That's why I cut them off my radio station. Where is in the Bible that the man of God can give you a scripture and you got to pay him for that? He didn't write the scripture. It was written by the Holy Ghost. So how can he charge you something that he didn't even write? He don't have no ownership of the word. This is what's causing so much commotion in the church and so much division. We need to sound the trumpet against this foolishness. The call to war has now been issued by our commander-in-chief, the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. The 1990s was a decade of spiritual warfare. The 2000s are only more so. It is God's timing. The end of the age is at hand, and it is time for the church to bring down the gates of hell. God is calling an army to battle. Join me in this battle against any wicked king, priest, prophet, politician, and preacher, and bind him and ask the Lord to move him out your way. Just because someone gives you a sign, a word of knowledge, that don't mean that comes from the Lord. The devil can make word of the Israel. Moses, people, Moses' rod came into a snake. Pharaoh, he threw his rod out, and it was a snake too, but Moses ate it. Just because you see miracles does not necessarily mean that it's of God. These men are not going to go to heaven because they got miracles. In my name, have we not cast out devils in thy name and done mighty works? In my name, have we not cast out devils and done mighty works? Let's look at this. This is very powerful. And a lot of preachers are going to go to hell with that money. The repentance, the gift of God comes not through repentance. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Yeah, one prophesied on my radio station. I'm going to give him $190 for some scripture. He going to hell if he don't repent. Have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils. And in thy name done many mighty wonderful works. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Ooh, but let's look at this here. God got the last say-so in this game. Because you can have all of that anointing and still go straight to hell. I'm trying to get you to honor the positions of a pastor if he qualifies as a pastor. Pastors who are loving and caring will look after their flock and not try to rake their money away from them. Let's go to Mark. See, the devil don't like this because I'm calling them out. Now, let's go to Matthew 7:22. I like that one better. Tests of false prophets. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And some of you have said none of that. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes and thorns and figs and thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. And most of these pastors are very corrupt by taking out your money. I met a sister in Canada, can't give her name. That woman was so wore out, how much I got to give for this. I never heard her. I said, ma'am, you don't. And the Lord told me, don't give nothing. Just let her get healed before she starts sowing a seed. I did that. I said, just rest. And the Lord told me 6-7 months. Get a heal from that. Average pastor wouldn't do that. He want that money. Not everyone who will say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. See, when you do the will of the Father, the will of the Father is not to charge people no money for no healing. And many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have done, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done mighty wonderful works. Then will I profess unto you, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You know what I really believe the iniquity is? That money. Teachers who outwardly appear righteous, but inwardly are raven wolves. The fruits of false teachers will be unwholesome characteristics evidenced in their lives and their followers. They will profess Christians whose loyalty is most to person than to the word of God. They worship the creature more than the God, which is money, and they will be more concerned with their own desires than with God's glory and God's children. Their doctrine will be so far away from the truth by watering down the words of NIV, amplified versions of the Bible. They will accept human teaching and traditions, even when those teachings are contrary to the word of God. They will seek and respond to religious experiences and supernatural manifestations and their final authority of validating truth, neither than grounding themselves in the whole counsel of God's word. They will not endure sound doctrine, but will seek teachers who offer salvation with rules and regulations and money. Money cometh unto me. This is a fool. And you go get your money to Leroy Thompson. You should not charge no one nothing from casting out demons. Jesus paid the price. Brothers and sisters, you don't charge and people pay and you give them money so you can speak in tongues. That's not how it works. Go to a person and say, well, I need $10,000 to lay hands on you. He done got your money and you ain't even test the spirit. You better know the Bible. You better know the Bible. And stop following these traditions in your country, wherever you're at. Preacher got you. He's setting you up. You're going to preach the word a little bit, but he's setting you up for that money. All I ask people to sow a seed. We have a telethon. And I have the same people that help me through this telethon. Four or five people. I thank God for them. If it wasn't for them, I couldn't even be on there. Because, see, people don't like to have sound doctrine nowadays. People want to hear what they want to hear. I'm trying to wake you up. This is a telethon. We don't want you to be deceived. We want you to have the best that God offers for you. We want you to be able to have an abundant, peaceful life and to be healed without having to charge people or send people money to be healed. Peter Popoff and his wife, she got an earphone in his ear, and he's saying, oh, this is it, and they done found information about a person, and he using that to get money. That's not God. And let me tell you something. Just because a pastor works miracles, does that mean that those miracles come from the Lord? And I'm going to close with this because the Lord told me to share this with you. So you really, really need to get close to the Holy Spirit before you start joining the church. Why y'all joining these churches? You see a whole lot of people there. They speak a little good sermon, and pastors look all dressed and nice, and y'all look all poor and unnice, pitiful. Pastors don't even care about how you look, as long as he look good. While out there is a clothing fellowship of faith had clothes, my pastor had clothes. You know my first mission in the church, why I fell in love with Jamaica? My first mission was a messenger like Timothy, and there was a place called Berean Christians Children Home in Duncan's Trelawney. That was the first time me coming to Jamaica, 1986. I saw people, poor people, walking to church. Here I am, an American, just got saved, all messed up with Catholicism. coming into the Lord and seeing people walk to church, and Americans got cars and don't even want to go. You pastors need to tell your country, stop trying to follow and emulate America and emulate Jesus. You got pastors in Jamaica trying to be like these pastors in America, prosperity gospel. They don't care nothing about you. So let me say this here. Don't be bamboozled because he's got some miracle or he's given word of knowledge. It can be by the devil also. This is why you have to test the spirit. I close with this. Second Corinthians, Paul's fear of false teachers. Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused to you one husband, that I may present you as a chastened virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through subtlety, so your minds should be corrupt from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preaching another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which we have not received, or another gospel which we have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chastest apostle. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense, abstained myself, that you might be exalted because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? F-R-E-E-L-Y. And they're charging you. 2 Corinthians 11:7. I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do your service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to take no man for that which was lacking to me. The brethren which came from Macedonia supplied, and in things I have kept myself from burdensome to you. And so would I keep myself, as the truth of Christ is in me. No man shall stop me. And this boasting is rigorous of Achaia. Wherefore, because I love you not, God knoweth, but what I do, that I do, that I may be cut off occasionally. Power of God. For the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. You see that? Transforming themselves, and they're false. They're not really real. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. Don't let nobody deceive you. God bless you here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. We are having a telethon. We need a blessing, and we're going to pray that the Lord send us the amount of blessing that we need. Whatever the Lord put on your heart, please sow a seed. We're not here to take your house, Norton, to take all your money. We're here to raise money to stay on air so I can teach the truth. I don't even have an income. I live off my own disability from my own Social Security. I do this because I love the Lord. I don't make one dime off this. I'm a disabled veteran. And God called me, and we are a 501c3. And God will meet this need. Let him use you. And if he tells you to pray for me, pray for me. If he tells you to give, give. Obey him. It's not for me. to try to talk you into your money. I don't do that. If God moves upon your heart, it will be a blessing. Please go to www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left hand of the icon, and you can sow a seed, or you can go to www.livedeliverance.com and go to GoFundMe. It is a blessing to give a person. The Bible says freely give, but use wisdom to whom you give to. If they haven't helped you, if you haven't been really delivered, if you haven't had any real changes by word of knowledge or prophetic word to really change you, get out of that church. Some of them are the synagogues of Satan. Shalom. Again, www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left-hand side of our PayPal. There's a PayPal site. Please sow a seed there. Or you can go to www.livedeliverance.com, our GoFundMe page. And if you notice, we had a goal of $2,000. We're going to receive $140 in 2 years. Sow a seed and keep us on air. God bless you and shalom to you. Stay in the word. Stop being deceived by these preachers. God bless.
Don't worry about me. Don't worry about whether it's coming in or not. Trust God. That's what I do. That tells you you may want to find some of the biggest minutes. This light been on and off. I've been trying to teach for 5 hours. Every time I teach light on. This is all I just got to teach it now. Is this on? Oh. Oh. Can't hear you. Say what now? Time you get off. I'm doing something with a ministry with a person, being a person doing a counseling session, not yet. What time you get off so I can be through when you get off? What time you get off so I can be through? Off for 8. Yeah, he said 8 o'clock. All right, let me get busy before 8 o'clock. I got 2 more sermons. Hello?